Now the people of the Hunter Valley are absolutely incensed about the arsonist that they have had in their region, and the police may well have caught him. He's appeared in court, a bloke, after allegedly starting a bushfire at Karri earlier in the week. I covered the story as it happened on Tuesday morning and indicated it was my understanding authorities were dealing with the suspected arsonist. The fire started 11:30 Tuesday in bushland near Karri. Crews from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service quickly attended the blaze, with several businesses and homes evacuated. No one was injured. It's alleged 26-year-old Craig Lampkin was spotted by locals coming out of bushland at Western, which backs onto the Karri Aquatic Centre. Police say Lampkin was on a bike, rode away from the scene with a cigarette in his mouth and a grin on his face before two members of the public allowed or followed him and called police. When questioned by police, Lampkin initially denied having anything to do with the fire or even being in the vicinity, until the officers informed him they had CCTV from the aquatic centre. Mr. Lampkin quickly changed his story, as they often do, and admitted he threw a lit cigarette on the ground, but didn't intend to start a bushfire. However, fire investigators have found three ignition points. Pretty hard for one discarded cigarette to light three separate fires. He's also being investigated over a nearby fire which burned almost 700 hectares last week. There have been significant spike in deliberately lit fires in the Hunter, Abermain, Karri, Cessnock among them. Craig Lampkin appeared in the Maitland local court yesterday in front of a magistrate who belies his name. His name is John Chicken. Well, he's not Chicken. Magistrate Chicken said releasing Lampkin was too great a risk for the public, noting he made no attempt to alert authorities of the fire despite having a mobile phone in his possession. He's facing a maximum of 14 years in jail. Now, I was debating with you on air yesterday whether he would get bail, and I didn't know who the magistrate was. Thankfully, it's Magistrate John Chicken. And as a result, this creature, Lampkin, has been denied bail and will reappear in court in March, so he's in the hoosegow until then, which can't be a bad thing.